did 1 hour on the NIO's decision to ban all portraits of the Queen from Stormont HQ. There are questions, so that I want you all to know the questions that the NIO are currently ducking, and we've gone back to them today once again, and we've said to them, you're ducking this question, so we want it answered, please. And we're saying to them, will the NIO continue to use the Royal Coat of Arms at Stormont House? Because if it's if a portrait of the Queen is no longer acceptable in Northern Ireland, how come the Royal Coat of Arms is acceptable in Northern Ireland? And the NIO are just ducking that question. On top of that question, we have come up with one which we reckon is interesting. Is this the next stage of where this is all going to go? Because if the Northern Ireland office is removing pictures of the Queen on display here in Northern Ireland, then are they going to remove pictures of the Queen in the NIO's London office? Or does this type of stuff only happen in Northern Ireland? 03030 80 55 55 is our number this morning. We've just put that second question into the Northern Ireland office this morning. Is the Queen actually going to be banned now from London, from the NIO London office? Phil Kelly, the commentator, is with us today. Doug Beattie, the Ulster Unionist MLA, with us as well. Morning to you, Doug.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Phil Kelly, morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Is this the right way to go in Northern Ireland? The argument is it's a neutral workspace, except they won't tell us what the rules are around this. They won't expand on it, and they're just using very short statements to talk about neutral workplaces and won't explain to people why the Queen is now banned, Phil.
Sure. Well, I think the answer is quite simple. And the answer to your second question of, you know, will this happen in London, is also quite simple, because we have fair employment legislation specific to Northern Ireland, which is all about promoting a good, quote, and harmonious working environment. Those requirements are set out in the 1989 Fair Employment Code of Practice, Fair Employment Code of Practice for the workplace. And in that, it stipulates a number of things about a chill factor, so how you address the environment within the workplace, indirect discrimination, and about, as I said, how you promote that harmonious working environment. It also talks about the prohibition of the display of flags, emblems, posters, graffiti, etc., and it goes on. Now, what I would say on that is, you know, this is just simple NI-specific legislation of trying to make sure that the workplace is inclusive. And I think it is depressing that yesterday we saw elected representatives from the SDLP, Patsy McGlone and Daniel McCrossan, talking about how they'd responded to hundreds of emails with a strong pro-life message against the wishes of the majority of people here. And then Doug Beattie and his party colleagues were whipping up a frenzy about the removal, as they saw it, of portraits of the Queen, while we see hundreds of people facing job losses in our shipyard. So when I think about what the important thing to focus on is not the removal of some portrait of Queen Elizabeth II, but is the potential removal of hundreds of jobs in Belfast.
Well, you suggest that it's unimportant, Phil. I guess there are some unionists in Northern Ireland that wonder where this is going next. And that's why it is important. And that's why it's also important that when the powerful institutions, in other words, the authorities, make these decisions, that they know that they've got to explain it to the population.
Well, I agree. And they should do that. They absolutely should do that. And they should come on and they should explain in very clear terms, in a much more eloquent way than I can. But what I would say, you say, where does this end? Well, hopefully where it ends is in shared workspaces with harmonious environments where people don't have to see symbols that are, you know, exclusionary to one side of the community or the other. And when you talk about will this happen in London, of course it won't, because we have to understand that Northern Ireland is different. We are a divided society. We are also a society now.
It is the Northern Ireland office in London. And by the way, you see that when I hear this time and time again, Northern Ireland is different. Sometimes that is a convenient, I'm not suggesting you're doing this, but sometimes that is a convenient excuse for people to get away with doing things in Northern Ireland that they would not get away with anywhere else in the UK.
Well, absolutely.
So, how about parity and equality?
Rights to women and LGBT, I fully accept that. But what I'm saying is, let's be clear. In the Good Friday Agreement, clearly stipulates that you can identify as Irish or British within here. Let's understand that we, within our workplaces here, need to be a little bit more accommodating, a little bit more neutral, and encourage that.
But Phil, think of the lack of logic behind what you're arguing. It is some of the same staff working in the Belfast and London NIO offices, okay? So if it is offensive to those same staff in Northern Ireland, how the hell could it not be offensive to the same staff in London? Or do the authorities not have do they know they wouldn't get away with it in England? You know, can you imagine the Daily Mail if a portrait of the Queen was banned in London? And the last time I looked, Northern Ireland is still in the United Kingdom.
Well, indeed, and the last time I looked, we have fair employment legislation specific to Northern Ireland, and people should read that. And you're absolutely right that the NIO office should come on and should make clear why this action has been taken.
The Equality Commission have told us they took no part in this. They were not consulted. They did not offer advice. And we're going to hear from the Equality Commission on this programme tomorrow. There's an interview being done with Michael Wardlow, who's the head of the Equality Commission today, when he's available to do so, and we will bring that to you tomorrow. Doug Beattie from the Ulster Unionist Party. Phil is arguing, look, specific circumstances here in Northern Ireland. It's about a neutral working place. This does not apply elsewhere.
Yeah, and that's a fair argument. And what Phil's saying in some part is fair. I mean, we have people who are losing their jobs at this moment in time, and that's incredibly important. But I resent him saying that we're just whipping up a storm over a portrait. We can walk and we can chew chewing gum at the same time. We also raised the issue of the loss of these jobs and Harland and Wolff. So I guess to address that excellent point about the fair employment, this is all about context, Stephen. And the context is this. If people are putting up symbols and pictures and banners in the workplace, which are designed to intimidate, to create an atmosphere where people do not feel that this is a workspace they could work in, then I absolutely can understand that. But I do find it offensive when people say a picture of Her Majesty the Queen in stormed buildings prevents a harmonious working place. The reality is taking it down undermines the identity of a large number of people here in Northern Ireland. And what we really need to start using here is a degree of common sense. All of us can be offended at something if we go looking for offence. If you go through the main doors of Stormont House and turn left, there's a large plaque to an NIO worker who was killed in the Mullerton Tower helicopter crash. If somebody wants to be offended about that, they can be offended. Will the NIO take it down? If the people walk into Stormont Parliament buildings and they see a large picture of Martin McGuinness, who's a self-confessed terrorist, should that be taken down? The answer to that is, of course not, because we have to apply common sense. And here is the problem here. Our NIO is weak. They are weak, they are meek, and they pander to those people who complain. And somebody needs to hold them to task, genuinely hold them to task, because people are going to feel that their identity is being undermined bit by bit.
Well, we can share with you all this morning the fact that it is as I say, we're going to hear extensively from Michael Wardlow on the Nolan Show tomorrow morning. But we can share with you all that it is the view of the Equality Commission that there is nothing in the legislation which would specifically render a display of a portrait of the Queen as unlawful. So there's nothing in legislation. Phil Kelly, you were talking about the legislation. And the view of the Equality Commission is that they believe that a tribunal or a court would be asked to assess whether in all of the circumstances of a case a working environment violated an individual's dignity or could have the effect of creating an intimidating or hostile workplace. Now, they have also taken down, as we reported yesterday, a photograph of Martin McGuinness shaking hands with the Queen. Now, I want to know how that has also been deemed as offensive. And they won't tell us. And there is a trend in Northern Ireland over recent years, Phil and Doug, of authorities They issue short statements and they just run away from journalists. We saw Karen Bradley turn her back on journalists when it was about the historical abuse inquiry allegations, when journalists wanted to ask her more questions about why the payments weren't being made. And she turned her back and walked away.
And Stephen, the other thing they do as well is they try to cover their backs with statements which come out late in the day.
Which don't answer the questions.
No, they don't answer the question. And so here is a question. Because, I seen the new Secretary of State saying that he was greeted with a picture of the Queen in his office. Well, do you know what? I never seen no picture of the Queen in Karen Bradley's office. So has that just been put up? Or is he just talking about his office in London? You know, so, I mean, they are so contradictory, they are weak, and what they're not willing to do is stand up for what is right. They are just so risk-averse to absolutely everything.
Your view, of course, what is right differs from Phil's view and others' view.
Of course, yes, no, absolutely. I'm open to Phil's point of view, and I'm not here to be combative with Phil or anybody else. I'm just putting a point across, the point of view across.
Yeah, and Stephen and Doug, I appreciate that. And, you know, me and Doug would have different opinions on symbols and emblems, I'm sure, but also we would agree where there's consensus and where people can agree around things, that's positive. You're entirely right, Stephen. The fact that government departments, Secretary of States, as we saw with Boris Johnson, as we saw in the past with Theresa May, the avoidance of journalists, the avoidance of scrutiny is entirely wrong. And when decisions...
And it's getting worse. It is getting worse.
I fully accept that it probably is. And also around this story, I don't know the full details because, there was the talk of a civil servant receiving compensation of £10,000. But that became a huge media story with very little details about what happened, what were the actual events of that story. So we don't know if there was a complaint within the NIO.
And we don't know. And we shouldn't speculate until we do know. But we will try to find out, but we don't know.
But, you know, I have been to City Hall when Deirdre Hargey was Lord Mayor. And in one of the rooms, there was a picture of Queen Elizabeth and the Duke of Edinburgh. And on the wall opposite, there was a portrait of Winifred Carney, who was James Connolly's personal secretary, who took part in the 1916 Rising. And, you know, for visitors to that room, it was actually quite a positive thing, because you've seen on display there two very different sides of our society. But, you know, it comes back to the fair employment legislation. If there are complaints and if people do feel there's a discriminatory atmosphere, then we shouldn't just disparage them by saying, you know, this is madness. You need to listen to the individuals working in those workplaces.
Yeah, but equally,
map out a solution.
But equally, surely there needs to be quite a powerful, well explained to the general public argument before the head of state is banned from buildings in a part of the UK. Surely to goodness the authorities understand how provocative that is to at least one side of the community here.
I wonder, Stephen, if they do understand. I wonder sometimes if the people who work in our NIO office really do understand that those small actions that they do can have such a detrimental effect on a community, either community. So I'm not even sure that they fully understand the actions that they have done, or maybe they thought they could do it and nobody would find out that they have done it, and maybe that's why they didn't put it out. But they need to, and we need to all understand, this may sound trivial, you know, but it's not trivial. This really does boil down to how people identify.
It also boils down to what's next. And look, the question, and we are not on a wind-up asking, it's a genuine question when we're saying, will the Royal Coat of Arms on the NIO nameplate, it's currently on it in Northern Ireland. I am very, very interested in someone presenting, a coherent argument as to how, if it is deemed offensive, a portrait of the Queen to be offensive, how is the royal crest not offensive? And is that going to be, is that coming down next? One of our, and this sounds ludicrous, but one of our listeners called us yesterday, we did an hour on this yesterday, and said, well, is Royal Mail, is that offensive to some people in Northern Ireland? Does that mean it's not a neutral workplace? Where does this all end? Mark in Lisburn. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Stephen. I have a question. See the person who brought this case, okay?
There's a reason why we're not doing that, Mark.
No, I'm not going to let you
finish about the person, and let me explain why. Let me explain why. We do not know. Okay, but I just for the benefit of other callers, we don't know the details around the individual who brought a case about his feelings in the workplace, and therefore it would be unfair on him to talk with that.
Those who work for the NIO then, yes, all right, that's a fair point. Those who work for the NIO get paid by the British pound, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And on the British pound, or on the British notes, we have the Queen.
Yeah.
Correct. So you don't have a problem taking her money and with her picture on that, but you have a problem with her picture in your workplace. That's a hardly assured space. Well, I think it's a load of nonsense.
Well, it's a culture war.
Nothing else.
It's a what?
A culture war, nothing else. It's a farce. You tell me then why that person works for the British government. If it's so offensive, why take their money?
Well, I would ask a different question, Mark. When I say what's going to happen next, is there going to be a ruling somewhere in Northern Ireland where banknotes can't have a picture of the Queen because that's deemed to be offensive too?
What if I go into any building where there is a picture, as a woman said yesterday, a picture of the Pope, and I find it offensive because he's the leader of a church that has the worst child abuse? Do all them pictures be removed? It's the biggest load of rubbish.
Phil
no,
Kelly?
They don't. No, they shouldn't.
Well, you know, at some point in the future, if you're doing a show about the abolition of the monarchy or how the Catholic Church is no longer an institution, I will gladly support that. You know, I support neither. And I long for the day when we're not just removing pictures of the monarch, but we're removing monarchy. But, you know, one of the things that you said earlier reveals the complexity of this. And that was, you said that this is so important to one section of the community, this removal can be seen, you know, it's so important.
What I meant clearly was those unionists who say their culture is being eroded. But let's let Phil finish.
Finish the point. The other side of that, then, there's another section of the community here who really don't revere the Queen as the head of state. And there lies the difficulty in our society. And there lies the reason why we have something called the Fair Employment Legislation.
Because
this was a society that was based on discrimination, on lots of nefarious practices from housing and jobs, moving away from that, surely. Yes.
Phil, can I ask you a question? So you're saying that one side of the community have a problem with it, okay? But they don't have a problem with the wages, with the Queen's head on the notes. So you're talking the biggest load of rubbish.
Well, can I agree with the caller there? Because what I want to say is this. There is a portrait of the Queen that I want to see flooding into our society, and I want to see it flooding towards the men and women who work in the shipyard in the form of money coming to nationalise that yard, and that is the pound notes coming from this government, propped up by the DUP, to save those jobs in that industry. So, yes, I have no problem with that Queen's head coming to this place in huge numbers.
I think there is also a question which we will put in now. To be fair to them, we haven't put it in until now. It's just come to my mind. We asked Sinn Féin this morning, do they support the photograph of Martin McGuinness shaking hands with the Queen being banned from Stormont buildings? Does Sinn Féin support that from Stormont House? Does Sinn Féin agree that could be so offensive that it should be removed? And let's see what they say about that. John in Limavady, Jerry in Belfast, and David and Carrie Duff, and lots of you. My goodness, this is important to you. 030 30 80 55 55. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen. I'm 78, Stephen. I am an RC. I don't go to church anymore. They have become evident in a couple of minutes why that is. But aren't we lucky? This is all we have to worry about, a portrait of the Queen.
This is not just about a portrait of the Queen.
Well,
this is about, as I've said, John, what's next? What is next? And imagine, I've said it once, I'll say it again, it would be on the 10 o'clock network news throughout the UK if the Queen was banned from workplaces in England.
Yes.
It just would.
Yes, I agree with it. Now, I'm looking out my window, Steve, and there's a large new Union Jack. Does this worry me? It does not. Now, I'm going to finish off by saying, I'm another legitimate fellow, Stephen. The woman that gave me a home, a lovely woman, wanted me to become a priest. Because of Vatican law, I could not do so. And the only job I ever wanted was to join the RUC. I could not get on there for 11 years because of the same reason. I thought the two institutions myself.
Okay.
Nobody talks about that.
John, thank you. David and Carrie Duff. Morning, David.
Good morning. I think a point Phil Kelly makes about you can't ponder to one side or the other. But surely taking the Queen's photo down is pondering to one side, is it not? What about the people that want the photo up, Phil?
No, I think pandering would be to put one emblem of one community up in a shared workspace. I think that because of the peculiarities of our society, because of the division, then it's probably best practice to have harmonious workplaces where we don't have emblems of either side.
But how is it harmonious if you're upsetting one side by taking the photo down? How is that harmonious? Explain that to me. Explain to me how you can have a neutral workforce and not pander to one side. If one side wants a photo taken down, the other side doesn't, so you take it down. How is that harmonious?
I think that's a ridiculous argument because the New
Zealand.
Well, let's let him, and don't
call me ridiculous.
Hold on, he's not calling you ridiculous. He's calling the argument ridiculous. And let's let you answer the question.
It can't be a ridiculous argument.
You asked the question. Well, let's let him respond to you.
What I'm saying then is in another scenario where you have a split workforce and then say it's predominantly Republican or Catholic or nationalist in its makeup, should they have these kind of emblems on display? And my argument there would be no, again, because you want to create a shared space, a neutral space for the working environment. Go home, put up your flags of the Queen or the Pope or whoever. But in the workplace, no, let's keep it neutral, let's keep it harmonious. Stephen says, what is next?
So what about the Newry and Mourne Council and all, where they have all their stuff in Irish and all? What about that? If that offends...
Well, Irish language is completely different. I mean, that's about...
It's not completely different. The Queen is the head of the church. A church head, a state head. If you were in office... You would be working for, really?
You've just made my argument for me, because the Queen of England is the head of the Church of England, the Anglican Church. Again, you're putting a religious symbol on the walls that, you know, is discriminatory to many other people, not just Catholic nationalists, but the increasingly diverse makeup of our society. But the important point is, and Stephen said, what is next? They're removing portraits of the Queen. What is next? I bring it back to the fact, what is next is that you will see two iconic symbols in Belfast, Samson and Goliath, being welded away, taken away on by cranes themselves, and loaded as scrap. And that
you still haven't answered my question. You still haven't answered my question.
I have.
I've pondered to one side.
I think you answered my question for me when you said that the Queen is the head.
My question was: if you ponder to one side, has that been neutral by taking the photo down?
I don't believe in pandering to someone by putting up an emblem which then can be discriminatory towards another set of group within that workplace.
Does this now mean... Doug Beattie, can I ask... One second, David. Doug Beattie, hold on. So the NIO has banned all portraits of the Queen from Stormont House. They say they have to do so because it's a neutral workplace. Doug Beattie, I was just going to ask you, in your view, does this mean... We often see when a building is opened in Northern Ireland, then and sometimes there could be someone with a royal connection who opens the building, who does the ceremony. Does that mean that a plaque on the wall saying this building was opened by Queen Elizabeth, or this program was opened, this building was opened by Prince Charles, will they now be banned from the workplace? Those placards and those photographs that would be up on the wall, in your view?
Well, the answer is, if you extrapolate what we're talking about here, then that could well be the case, because if people take offence and it's their place of employment, then they could have that argument that these should be taken down. And that's why the context of the Fair Employment legislation needs to be taken in, and common sense needs to be applied, because we can all take offence at anything. Every single day we can see something that we don't particularly like, and we need to come to a society where every part of that culture of this society we live in belongs to us all. So the shamrock belongs to me, GAA belongs to me, the Queen belongs to me, the sash belongs to me. All of these things are part of what makes us up. I'm Irish, I'm an Ulsterman, I'm British, I'm a European.
But if it belongs to us all, then you have got to have your mind open to the genuine offence, because we hear them articulating it, that some people do take to images of the monarchy and that being in their workplace.
I don't see where the offence is, Stephen, and that's,
yeah,
I guess,
because
that's
you don't
point.
See it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
No, of course it's not, and every single person can look at something and take offence by it, but I find it offensive that people are taking offence. You know, it's a circular argument in many respects, Stephen, but, you know, she is our head of state. You know, the sovereignty of Northern Ireland has been put to bed and unless we, the people of Northern Ireland, decide to change it, and she is the head of state of our government. And this is a government building we are talking about. Why would she not have a picture, a portrait of the Queen in that building? And this is where we have gone. We have to use common sense. And we're just not using common sense. It's absolutely ludicrous. You know, I mean, the NIO have put themselves in a position here where they have taken the route of least resistance, and in doing so, they have opened the door to people complaining about everything. Will they allow a poppy in Stormont? If people take offence at them flying the rainbow flag at Stormont, will that be an issue? There are so many things they have now opened this to. They have opened the floodgates for complaint after complaint after complaint.
The problem with common sense is, and I think the reason I come back to why we have the legislation, is because common sense wasn't really practiced in our society for many decades when it came to inclusion, anti-discrimination. And you talked, Stephen, about people opening, you know, various buildings and stuff and plaques. Yeah. Let's not forget that there was a leisure centre which was named the Robinson Centre after an elected official in that area. Now, if that isn't tantamount to really gross overplaying of a hand, I don't know what is. You know, so common sense clearly hasn't been deployed in the past. And I think we will have more stories like this. We'll have mistakes made. We'll have silly decisions taken. But it has to be a sign of progress that we're starting, you know, and I think that starts, as you said, with departments and organisations of government explaining their decisions clearly and rationally.
We shouldn't be having to beat their door down. They should be beating our door down to come in and use the platform that's here to make sure that the public understand what's going on. Now, the Equality Commission are coming in. As I say, you'll hear from them tomorrow. I just want to read the rest of the statement that they've... I read some of it earlier. I want to read the rest of it that they have released ahead of this interview tomorrow. And the Equality Commission say, in our experience... And remember that they said... In fact, I'll read it in full, all right? They said, there's nothing in the legislation which would specifically render a display of a portrait of the Queen in the circumstances you describe as unlawful. And the circumstances that were described was, is it legal to display a picture of the Queen in a building where civil servants are working in Northern Ireland? So the Equality Commission nailing that. It's not unlawful, they say. They then go on to say, a tribunal or court would be asked to assess whether in all of the circumstances of a case, a working environment violated an individual's dignity or could have the effect of creating an intimidating or hostile workplace. In our experience in past cases, the issue of a royal portrait in the workplace has often been accompanied by wider harassment allegations and workplace tensions. Of course, the issue is all about context. Employers have a proactive duty to prevent harassment in the workplace. Employers will be very aware of particular issues in their workplace, and it's important for their business and for their employees that they nurture a good and harmonious working environment. This is the context in which these decisions have to be made. Jerry in Belfast. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Stephen. Can you hear me?
I can.
The show this morning with the word bonkers and about where this is going, about this chap taking, you know, this case.
We're not talking about that individual talking about this case.
Okay, right.
Because we don't know the circumstances around it.
Right. Okay.
We're talking about the NIO now essentially banning portraits of the Queen from Stormont House.
Right. So it's about people taking offence.
Tell me what your view is on this, Jerry.
Well, my view is, and I would like to direct this to Doug. Is Doug Beattie still there?
He is, yes.
Well, let's talk about offence then. I take great offence that several weeks ago on your show, Doug Beattie came on and spoke. My brother was killed by the UVF. Now, I take great offence every time I see a UVF flag flying or the talk of the UVF. Now, am I supposed to go to court and get money for that offence? Doug Beattie on that morning on your show really offended me and my family.
Why?
Well, on the Sunday, I and thousands of people March for Truth the second time. And Doug Beattie, come on your show that morning, and here's where I take great offense. The first statement he made was, the walk was sponsored by Sinn Féin. Untrue. The second statement he made was...
Well, we're, going off on a tangent now, aren't we?
No, it's a different story.
But Jerry, look, if we want to... I'm sorry, Jerry, you've got to let me chair this, okay? If you're getting into a story about what Doug Beattie didn't say that offended you, that is not about a portrait of the Queen today. We'll look at it behind the scenes, we'll check the facts, and then we will do that story on air if it's appropriate to do so. Tracy in North Belfast. Morning, Tracy.
Morning, Tracy. It was just about the woman that came on yesterday taking offence of the portrait of the Pope when she worked for the board.
Yeah.
I worked for the board as well, and you do be sent round different schools. I'm at an end here. I don't know what the Pope has to do, you know, with this sort of portrait of the British Queen.
Here's the relevance in that caller's mind. She was saying, look, if people take offence at a portrait of the Queen, why doesn't she say she takes offence at a portrait of the Pope? And she is required, as part of her job, to go in and out of Catholic schools. There's a portrait of the Pope. If she says that prevents her from viewing her workplace as neutral, because she's a Protestant, has the Pope got to come down?
Well, you see, Stephen, just like you said, in Catholic schools, you see, it's taught in your religion, and it is a Catholic school, as you said, and there's many a Catholic school, I'm sure, over in Britain. I have family in Britain, and in Catholic schools, I know for a fact there's photographs of the Pope, but he's a worldwide religious leader.
And the Queen is the head of the Church of England, Tracy.
The Church of England, but the Pope, there's no borders for the Pope.
The Queen,
he's worldwide. Do you understand?
And the Queen is not worldwide?
Well, I think Britain would like to be, but they're not, you know. I'm just saying, Stephen, that the Catholic religion goes all around the world, and the Pope could be in a school in Zimbabwe or anywhere, because that's just the Catholic religion. It travels worldwide, and I really don't see the relevance.
Tracy, you say it travels worldwide. It no more travels worldwide than the brand of the Queen, of the royal family, of the royal monarch.
Stephen. It does, because, you know, there's people of all walks of life around the world I'm talking about, not just here, because the world does go further than Britain, all around the world that are Catholic, of Catholic faith, you know, and that is why the Pope would be in a Catholic school building, because it is taught to the children inside the school.
Tracy, thank you. Charlie in Carrador. Morning, Charlie.
Hi, Stephen. Just thinking on a workplace scenario, you know, using the NIO as an example, you know, how can you carry out work on behalf of the Queen and yet be offended by a portrait of her? And you could apply that scenario really to any workplace. I wonder if...
But you've probably nailed the point there, that people are surely entitled to be able to get a job in Northern Ireland and go to their workplace without being forced to be carrying it out on behalf of the Queen. Some of those people don't believe in the royal family or indeed in anything that the Queen stands for. They shouldn't be forced to carry out work on behalf of the Queen.
Yeah, but then why take the job then? Why apply for the job?
So they can't get employment unless they swear allegiance to the Queen? Come on.
No, it's a free choice, Stephen. The person has an objection to that. Well, you know, we're using the royal family. They have an objection to the royal family for whatever reason. Why I struggle to understand why you would go and work for the royal family and carry out work on their behalf.
You're not working for the royal family, for goodness sake, are you? If you're working in the NIO, you know, come on.
It's still all British, Stephen. It's the royal family's a symbol of Britishness. You're working for the NIO. You're working for the British government.
And how are you reaching out to your Irish, those people that have an Irish identity, your neighbours here in Northern Ireland? How are you reaching out to them to say, listen, you're entitled to your view that you're Irish?
You don't want to
force your Britishness on top of them, do you?
No, it's Stephen, that you're missing my point. The job, Britishness comes with the job. Now, whether you
not like if you're Irish in Northern Ireland, it doesn't.
But that's fine. Come and take the job. But this is how your workplace is. And it should be the same for any workplace. It's the same for that girl going into them Catholic schools. See, you, fair enough, you're a Protestant. But this is our Catholic school. We have pictures of the Pope on the wall. We're sorry if that offends you, but this is who we are. This is the way we live. This is the way we do business. Now, either you deal with that or look for employment somewhere else.
All right. Listen, thank you very much. Morning, Charlie. Morning, Richard.
Morning. Talking about that.
Do you know what I'm just thinking, actually, and some of you can help me with this. I'm just thinking if some of you could help me with, are there pictures of any of the royal family, and we're talking about the Queen today, but any of the royal family in other public buildings in Northern Ireland? And maybe some of you could have a think about that. Maybe you're working in one now and you could feed it back to us either on our email, nolan@bbc.co.uk, or text 81771, or indeed give us a ring, 03030805555. And you have this quite ludicrous situation this morning where the NIO is not providing clarity around all the questions of this, and every line into the BBC is jammed about this story. Go ahead, Richard. It's Richard? Yeah, Richard. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah. Would it now mean that any official government functions in Northern Ireland or in any workplace in Northern Ireland, you mustn't sing the national anthem because people might be offended by the line on train?
You're breaking up, but I get your point, and I don't know the answer to that. Michael in Derry. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Stephen. How are you, my friend?
Doing okay this morning.
Well, Stephen, I am just going to come to you this as a grown-up Irishman who has, takes no offence at the Queen's photograph being on a building that is part of the government of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And I'm coming to this now, Stephen, as an Irishman, but a democratic Irishman. At the end of the day, the Queen's photograph is on a building. That is in a building, sorry, that is a part of, if you want to call it, Her Majesty's government. And I have to say, I was very impressed by Doug Beattie, Doug Beattie's comments today. Again, I'm an Irishman, and we've known each other for a long time. I say things how I see it. I don't go out looking for offence. And to answer the question about, I have worked in Catholic schools in England, Stephen. And in Catholic schools in England, you could possibly see, I've never seen a photograph of the Pope, but you'll see crucifixes, etc. But what also you'll see in some Catholic schools in England, Stephen, is a photograph of the Queen. Because remember that the Queen is the Queen of England, as whether you're a Catholic or a Protestant. This shouldn't be a Catholic or a Protestant thing or a Pope or Queen thing. It's obviously an identity issue, and that's fair enough. But I'm growing up, and I'm strong enough in my Irish identity not to be offended by a photograph of Her Majesty, if that's what in a building that is part of Her Majesty's government.
Somebody's just Snapchatted me with the following. It's Radio Nolan on Snapchat, and they've said, if people would be more concerned in getting this company up and running instead of always being it's his fault, it's her fault. Grow up, get all this stuff sorted, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing that. It wasn't for goodness sake, they said. They said, I will be taking my son away from this stupid country I grew up in and this stupid stuff. He will not grow up in it. And I'm only 26 years of age. Michael, thank you.